Amen. Jesus died on the cross. Now, not only did he die on the cross, he rose from the dead. Isn't that good? I want to tell you something. I'm so glad that Jesus was really willing to come and die for me. Aren't you? And I'm excited about the fact that he died for me. But you know what excites me even more? He rose from the dead. Think about that for a moment. Not only did he die, he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And it's the resurrected Christ that we worship. It's the resurrected Christ that lives on the inside of us. It's the resurrected Christ that empowers us. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28. Somebody needs to hear this. Maybe someone here in the sanctuary or someone watching the live stream. But this is for you. The Lord says, don't worry about it. I got this. Did you hear me? I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. But don't worry about it. God's got this. So what am I to be doing? Are you to be doing in the meantime? Giving him glory. Praising his name. Magnifying his name. Because he says, don't worry about it, I got it. Hallelujah. All right, you should have Matthew chapter 28 by now, right? Remember, we serve the resurrected Christ. Glory to God. And listen to what Jesus said. I'll begin reading at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, listen to this. Oh, by the way, before I read further, we're talking about the resurrected Jesus. This is the resurrected Jesus that's speaking with them. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Before I go on, will somebody turn one of the units on? It's warm up here to me. All right, we're talking about the resurrected Jesus. So it says, and verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, listen to this. Everybody say the resurrected Jesus. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Did you get that? Let me read that again. Jesus said, the resurrected Christ says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. You know what? You could take a trip to the moon and the name of Jesus would work there. You could take a trip to Mars and the name of Jesus would work there. Listen at this. There is no place that we as believers can go that the name of Jesus would not work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The resurrected Christ says, all power is given to me in heaven and on the earth. And after he said that, we'll go on down to verse 19. Jesus said, go, didn't he? He said, go and do what? Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with what? Whoa, 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 back up. Lo, I am what? I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And let somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. On Sundays, we've been talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as believers, we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Amen. We have him on the inside of us. But not only is he on the inside of us, he's also with us. And he leads us. And he guides us. And he reveals things to us that we need to know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm not trying to freeze y'all out. You don't bring it down too low, but just enough. It's warm up here. So, glory to God. Are you still with me?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We serve the resurrected Christ. He died. But he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians, chapter 3. I'm going there myself. Philippians chapter 3. I'll just pick it up at verse 1. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, and he's not talking about the four-legged animals either. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of mutilation, of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I have counted loss for Christ. And you know, we all can learn a lesson right there. Too many times we're holding on to our worldly accomplishments, and we're sacrificing our progress in Christ because of it. So he says in verse 7, but what things were gained to me, those I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost, and I'm adding this, for a reason. Are you still with me? He says, yet indeed, I count all things lost. What's the reason? For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Now look at verse 10. There's a reason for all this. Everything he's saying, there's a reason for it. Look at verse 10. That I may know him and what else? Say it again. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Not the power of his death, but the power of his resurrection. Thank God he died. And yes, he died for us. Our sins were laid upon him. Glory to God. But thank God he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again, and you and I live and move today, or we should, in the power of his resurrection. Amen. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying here. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Glory be to God. We serve a resurrected Savior. Jesus is alive. He's alive. You know, we have loved ones, and all of us in here do, that have gone on. And we love them. We miss them. But you know, they're not coming back on this side. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. If they're born again, they'll come back with Christ when he comes to catch away with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can't just call them up and talk to them. You know, I have a mother in heaven that I love very much, and a dad too that I love very much. But you know, I can't talk to them. Now, I know some folks said that they... say they can. Don't you fall for any of that, stuff. You hear me? I said, do you hear me? You don't need to be trying to contact your dead relatives. Because what you hear may sound like them. Take it from the pastor. It's not them. Matter of fact, hear me good. Stay away from that stuff. We should, I don't care how much you love you ones that's going on, you should not ever try to contact them. Amen. Make contact with them in any way. Are you listening to me? Amen. Don't ever do it. And I'm telling you this so you can help somebody else. Amen. Amen. And you've heard me say this before. If you have participated in anything like that in the past, and you thought you heard mama, or you thought you heard daddy, or you thought you heard your husband or your wife or your children, I don't want to break your heart, but the truth of the matter is you didn't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and turn that down. You still listening to me? You didn't. Because they're gone. Now, if they went to heaven and you were born again, guess what? You'll get to see them again. You'll get to fellowship with them again. Isn't that great news?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So they're gone. They died and they are gone. But guess what? Jesus died and he rose again. And he is now the living Savior. See, even our loved ones that's gone on, they don't have their resurrected body yet. The Bible tells us when Jesus comes back, the dead in Christ will rise. What are we talking about? Their bodies will rise and their bodies will be changed to an incorruptible body. Amen?
Amen.
But when Jesus rose from the dead, guess what? He had his eternal body. He even let them touch him. Hallelujah. What am I getting at? We serve a resurrected Savior that we can talk to, that we can fellowship with. He's alive, folks. He's not dead. He's alive. And we can fellowship with him every day. Because he's alive. Hallelujah. That's the difference. As believers in Christ, we serve a resurrected Savior. He died, but he's not dead. He's no longer dead. He rose. You won't find him in the grave. No archaeologist or anybody else will ever dig up his bones. Hallelujah. The tomb is empty. Think about that for a moment. What a blessing. He's alive. And we can fellowship with him, and we should, every day of our lives. And and sing this song that I love so much that I don't know all the words to. But he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Hallelujah. Are you still here?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Yes, 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 we serve a resurrected Savior. You got time for one more?
Amen.
He's also seated on the right hand of God the Father. Turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. Look at the very first verse. It says, If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting where? He's seated where? He's seated at the right hand of God. All right. Hebrews chapter 10. Flip over there real quick. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I'll begin reading at verse 11. It says, and every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. But this man, he's talking about Jesus, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Hallelujah. All right, let's flip back to Book of Romans, the 8th chapter. I want you to see something here. Romans 8th chapter. Let's begin reading at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And your answer to that is? No one. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died? And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who does what? Makes intercession for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded, anybody else in here persuaded? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, doing what? Interceding for us. God's on your side. Jesus is on your side. He's on my side. Hallelujah. Turn in Book of Acts, please. And this will probably be our last scripture reference for tonight. The book of Acts, the 7th chapter. This blessed me so much. I had to share this before we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just trying to decide where I want to pick this up. Y'all know about Stephen, right? Well, I'm trying to shorten this up, folks. I'll just pick it up in verse 51. It says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit." Now Stephen is preaching to him. "As your father did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the just one, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers." I tell you what, Stephen wasn't afraid, was he? "Who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it." Look at verse 54. "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. And they gnashed at him," this is Stephen, "with their teeth." Boy, the devils were stirred up, weren't they? "But," listen to this, "but he," being what? Say that again. "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus," whoa, wait a minute. What does that say? What? "And Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord." They was full of the devil. And of course, you know the story. They cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man called who? Saul. Y'all know who that is, right? He would be a future preacher. One of the greatest preachers that ever lived. He's among the greatest, called Paul. Amen. At that time, he was called Saul. "And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice." Oh, what a man of love. It says he was full of the Holy Ghost. "Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." But now here's, I told you I wanted to read this before we quit tonight, because we know that Jesus Christ is seated on the right hand of God the Father. But listen to me. When we are willing to stand strong and stay full of the Holy Ghost, and when we make up our minds that we're going to please God, sometime I believe Jesus, we may not see it, but sometime I believe Jesus stand to his feet. You know sometime, listen to me, you know sometime when the word of God is going forth, You know, and it's anointed, or maybe someone is singing and it's anointed. What do you do? What do you do? You don't even think about it. You find yourself on your feet. You find yourself on your feet. Jesus was so glorified, so blessed by Stephen's preaching. Being full of the Holy Ghost, being a man full of love, imitating his Lord and Savior by saying, Father, don't charge this to them. And you know what? I'm glad he prayed that prayer. We don't know about the rest of them, but we know one man in that crowd got saved. His name was Saul and later became Paul and wrote a great part of the New Testament, letters to the churches, and became a great apostle and missionary. And we just read earlier where he talked about how he persecuted the saints. Glory to God. Our Lord and our Savior is seated at the right hand of God the Father. I would be blessed to hear him say, and I don't know. I just want to please him with my life, and I want to do what he's called me to do. You know, amen. I want to do my assignment and finish my assignment that he's called me to do. You've heard me say many times, I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But I believe with all my heart, sometimes Jesus will stand up. If he stood up for Stephen, I think he'll stand up for others that are committed to the call, that are faithful to the call, and all they want to do is please their Lord. You hear me? Amen. I'm not trying to start a Jesus standing up ministry. That's not what we're talking about. You know how folks sometimes can take things just run away with it. That's not what we're talking about here. But Jesus stood to his feet. And Stephen saw it before he fell asleep. In other words, before he died. They stoned him to death. They martyred him. And what I want to leave with you is, let's have the same dedication. We may not preach like Stephen. We may not be called to do what Stephen was called to do. But what we do for him, let's give it our best. Amen. God gave us his best. His name is Jesus, and he's alive and well, seated at the right hand of God the Father. Interceding for you and for me. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Thank you so much for sending Jesus. So glad that we serve a risen Savior. Seated on the right hand of God the Father. And he's there for me. He's there for us.